Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Following Senate approval Friday of a measure that would let Democrats push through President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package without Republican support, efforts are continuing to get the bill written. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying a number of actions are underway aimed at detailing how the broad relief package would be targeted.
Now, our Senate committees have instructions to begin crafting legislation to rescue our country from COVID-19, to speed vaccination distribution, provide a lifeline to small businesses, help schools reopen safely.
Democrats are using a budget process known as reconciliation to move forward with a simple majority in the Senate. The move to expedite approval of a coronavirus relief package comes as lawmakers prepare for the second impeachment trial of former President Trump, which begins tomorrow. Trump's legal team, meanwhile, is calling the upcoming Senate impeachment trial of the former president political theater. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt explains, Trump's lawyers are urging senators to dismiss the charges.
Trump's legal team submitted a brief that claims Trump's trial, which begins on Tuesday, is unconstitutional. His lawyers argue the Senate doesn't have the authority to try a former president, a claim constitutional experts disagree with. House impeachment managers say Trump was directly responsible for the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol by a group of his supporters. They say he should be convicted and barred from holding future federal office. Trump is expected to be acquitted in his trial because Democrats would need 17 Republicans to join them in voting yes to convict Trump. In a previous vote on the constitutionality of the trial, only 5 Republicans broke with their GOP colleagues to support moving forward with the process. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
A laboratory report is suggesting the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine may still be effective against the variant of the coronavirus circulating in South Africa. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
The new variant seems to be more infectious than the original coronavirus that started infecting people around the world a year ago. And there's been concern that existing vaccines might not work against it. Those concerns were heightened by a report that the vaccine made by AstraZeneca doesn't appear very effective against the variant. The study in the journal Nature Medicine by scientists at Pfizer and their academic colleagues shows that the Pfizer vaccine does appear to work. The conclusion is based on a laboratory analysis of blood drawn from 20 volunteers who had received the Pfizer vaccine, although follow-up studies will be needed to confirm this. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Electric vehicle maker Tesla is confirming it's invested more than $1 billion in the cyber currency Bitcoin. The automaker confirming it will accept the digital currency as payment for its electric vehicles in the future. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 237 points. The Nasdaq rose 131 points. This is NPR. An order by Tampa's mayor mandating masks at post-Super Bowl gatherings and parties in the Florida city this past weekend apparently went largely unheeded. Throngs of maskless fans pouring into the streets and packing sports bars around the city following yesterday's Super Bowl victory by the hometown Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the Kansas City Chiefs. Tampa Bay defeated Kansas City by a score of 31-9. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman says he is running for U.S. Senate in 2022. That race is expected to be one of the most competitive in next year's midterms. Sam Dunklaw reports from member station WITF.
Fetterman made a national name for himself when he aggressively dispelled lies about Pennsylvania's election results last year. That recognition helped him raise over $1 million in campaign cash in a month. Fetterman says with that kind of momentum, he may have a chance to push things like a higher minimum wage and more aggressive action on climate change.
They need to hear it. You know, there'll be, you know, if I'm lucky enough to win, there'll be one more voice championing it. And that's the thing. Like, I know I'm right.
The winner of Pennsylvania's Democratic primary will have to win over a share of the state's conservative voting bloc. For NPR News, I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Rhode Island-based gaming company Bally's says it's buying SportCaller, a major provider of free-to-play games, as it continues to add a mix of gambling, gaming, and media firms to its portfolio. It's just the latest acquisition by Bally's, which also recently added Betworks and Monkey Knife Fight, as well as media partnership with Sinclair Broadcast Group to its lineup. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.